Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about brain anatomy. A 7th of July 2018 New Scientist article by Carolyn William entitled The Secret of You Bylined, The Overlooked Bulge at the Back of the Brain Could Be the Key to Making Us Who We Are. Tucked away beneath the rest of the brain, and only a tenth of its size, the cerebellum is typically seen as a trusty neural sidekick. Like Watson trailing behind Sherlock Holmes, it was useful enough, but not nearly as interesting. The cortex was where the good stuff happened, the stuff that really makes us human. Recently, though, it has become clear that the cerebellum is far from a bit player in the story of humankind. Neuroscientists are starting to suspect this little cauliflower-shaped orb at the back of our head, which is packed with more neurons than all the other brain regions put together, is the home to a super-fast wiring system, is doing the kinds of complex calculations that allow our most Sherlock Holmes-worthy feats. In fact, it could be the crowning achievements of our brain's evolution. This upgrade in status has been a long time coming. In the 19th century, virologists who looked at the shape of the skull to determine a person's characters declared that the cerebellum, with its wrinkly lobes that hang off the bottom of the brain, the root of the sexual desire, the larger cerebellum, the greater the likelihood of sexual deviance. Evidence soon began to suggest otherwise, however. During the First World War, British neurologist Gorton Holmes noticed that the main problems for men whose cerebellums had been damaged by gunshot wounds had nothing to do with their sex lives and everything to do with fine control of their movements, ranging from lack of balance to difficulties with walking, speech, and eye movement. From then on, the cerebellum became known as the mastermind of our smooth, effortless motion with no role in thinking. So entrenched was this idea when the brain imaging came along in the mid-80s and the researchers spotted activity in the cerebellum with people lying still with brain cancer and thinking, no one was quite sure what to make of it. The finding was mentioned in the passing by Robert Barton, an evolutionary neuroscientist at Durham University in the UK, who explained away the neural signature of eye movement. It was only in the 1990s that it became undeniable that something else was going on. Reports emerged describing people who had clear damage to their cerebellums but no trouble in movements. Instead, they experienced a host of emotional and cognitive issues, from depression to attention problems, from the inability to navigate. In the loop. Around the same time, advances in neuroscience has made it possible to trace long-range connections to and from the cerebellum. This revealed that only a small portion of it is wired up to motor cortex, the brain region involved in making deliberate movements, explaining why movement was unaffected for some people with damaged cerebellums. In fact, the vast majority of connects to the region of the cortex and that are involved in cognition, perception, language, and emotional processing. A recent review of the maps of the cerebellum built from functional MRI brain scans confirmed that all the major cortical regions have developed loops for connecting running to and from the cerebellum, and has forced a major change in our understanding of how the cerebellum works. It turns out to be having private conversations with different areas of the cortex and making information from them, transforming it and sending it back to where it came from. I was surprised, to say the least. Quote, this was earth-shatteringly important because it was totally transformed the way we think about the cerebellum, says Nanda Ramdi, a neuroscientist at the Royal Holloway University in London. We yank it out of the narrow world of motor control and give it much more broad-ranging role in the control of all kinds of things. One of the more unexpected connections was with the prefrontal cortex, which lies far from the cerebellum at the front of the brain, and has long been considered the most advanced part of the organ. This is the region in charge of abilities considered to be uniquely human, such as planning, impulse control, emotional intelligence. It is disproportionately large and complex in humans compared to our closest relatives. But then so is the cerebellum, says Barton. When he compared primates' brains, he found there was something special about our cerebellum, particularly our own. Throughout most of common mammal evolution, the cerebellum increased in size at the same rate as the rest of the brain. But when apes split off from other primates, something strange began to happen. The ape cerebellum had a runaway growth spurt, becoming disproportionately larger as it evolved in the lesser apes and greater apes than and